Shalom Aleichem, we're up to Simon Kuf Samach Beis 162 in Orachayim, Laws of Netilas Yadayim. And we'll start from the last sif of the previous Simon, which introduces how much has to be washed, and then we'll continue into this Simon regarding how to go about the washing. So at the end of Kuf Samach Aleph, Sif Dalet, Shir Netilas Yadayim, the amount that needs to be washed in Netilas Yadayim, Kol Hayad Ana Kone Shol Zeruah, the entire hand until the arm, that joint, meaning the wrist. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, a more lenient understanding of Netilas Yadayim, Ad mekom chibur ho'etzpaos lekaf hayad, until the point where the fingers reach the palm. So each finger, according to the number of its joints, the thumb is different, but it doesn't change the description. Where it meets the palm of the hand, that's how much has to be washed. V'ro'i lino kedas harishon. It is proper to conduct yourself like the first, more strict opinion, until the wrist. But there is this yesh omrim, which some hold is the real bottom line requirement. Mishneh Berurah writes in Chaf Aleph, Misha yirtza lahakel kedei shenia, anybody who wants to be lenient like the second opinion, just the fingers, Ein mochem b'yoda, we don't object. T'chol safek b'netilas yadayim l'kula, because doubt in netilas yadayim, we can rule leniently. And indeed, in Chaf Beis, he writes, b'shas hadchak, she'ish l'mayim b'tzimtzum, in a difficult case where a person doesn't have so much water, so he could just wash the fingers, like the more lenient opinion, which is exactly how we practice it. If a person is washing on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, where there's a restriction to wash more than necessary, how much is necessary? So if a person is eating for health reasons on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, they're going to wash their hands, they would be washing just the fingers. And that's similarly how we practice in the morning or after bathroom use, washing just the fingers on those days in such a case. Kuf Samach Beis Aleph, Hanotel, a person who's washing his hands, Sarach Lahagbiya Yodov, has to lift his hands. Dainu Rosha Yetzba Osav, that means the tips of his fingers, Lamaila, upwards, so that the water is doing a downwards slope. Gravity is making sure that the water from the washing is not returning to the part that was already washed. Shalo Yetzu Mayim Chutz Laperek, V'yachzuru V'yitamu Es Hayadayim, because that water would come back, and it would make the hand tummy. The Rama says, V'adinim ha'shpila mitchilas ha'netila ad sofa. The same would be if you do the reverse. You keep the hand down the entire time. And this is all a discussion. We need to know what they were worried about exactly. So there is a reason for lifting the hands based on the pasuk vayinatleim vayinaseim, which is taken to mean and they did netilas yadayim and they lifted their hands. There's a pasuk su'u yideichem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem, part of the Shir HaMalos, which some people had the custom to say after washing, before drying their hands, before reciting the bracha. I say head because it's not so common nowadays. I think the more prevalent position is that that would be considered a hefsek, an interruption. But I remember my grandfather doing that. Su'u yideichem kodesh, great declaration. And it seems that there's some Kabbalistic, esoteric concept of lifting your hands. The way the Mechaber is presenting it is it's purely halachic and logistic. We don't want the water to go back because there's something with this water. And the Mishneh Berurah in Aleph writes, Akdem Hakdama Katsara, I want to give you a little bit of an introduction. And he writes that the concept of washing your hands twice is because the first water is Tamei, and the second water washes it away. And therefore, that first washing, which is Tamei, we don't want that meandering on the hand. We want to know that any water that's sliding down stays down. And therefore, you should leave your hands in the upward position the entire time in the description of the Mechaber. However, if a person was Shofach Revius Shalema, if he used a full Revius, Al Kol Yad Vayad, on each hand, Das Rov Poskim De'en Tzarech L'mayim Shniyim, then you don't really need the second water, because the first water is like a tevila, and there is no tamei water. A revius is a complete washing. There may be other reasons why we wash twice. So we do wash twice. There are those who even wash three times. We'll see if we get to that topic. But the Mishneh Berurah writes in a number of places in the Siman that if you wash with the revius, you save yourself a lot of concerns in halacha. This Siman is actually a very long Siman, 10 paragraphs. We're going to try to do it in one session because we're keeping track of the fact that the Mishneh Berurah says if you're washing with the revius, then you don't have to worry about a number of things that are very big topics in the Siman. So we recommend wash with the revius. I mentioned in a previous session that that's presumably why the washing cups that are so typically found in the Jewish community hold about 25 ounces. And that's because each time you're pouring on the hand, you're pouring 4 or 5 ounces, and they have enough water there in a washing cup that creates a habit by people to use up the water in the cup. They therefore wash generously and effectively. There is a concern if you're traveling and you're using a more makeshift cup. I gave the example of a washing cup by cutting off the top of a plastic soda bottle or a water bottle, and you're not dealing with so much water. Well, you use a drinking cup that might have 7 ounces in total. You might want to refill it between the washings so that you're actually getting 4 or 5 ounces onto each hand, each type with the generous washing that we're accustomed to do. The Mechaber at the end of Sif Aleph writes, Revius bepamachas, if you're using the revius amount, kevin de ein shamayim tameim klal, since there is no tamei water, ein tzarech lahagbia yadav, you would not have to lift your hands. In Sif Gimel, ein netila lachatzoin, you can't wash half a hand at a time and then keep track and then wash the other hand. If you'll remember in the laws of kashering utensils that we often discuss Pesach time, so you could kasher utensils, half a utensil. Let's say you got a whole bunch of serving spoons. You could dip them all spoon side first, and then a few minutes later, dip them all handle side in first. And that's fine as long as the whole thing got kashering. It doesn't have to be at the same time. When it comes to tevila and likewise, netilas yadayim, it has to all be at the same time. V'madayin yesh al miktas hayad shenoto batchilo tofach al manas lahatfiach. If the hand is still wet to the point that if you were to touch it, which we don't want you to touch it, because if you touch it with your unwashed hand, you can create a problem. But if you were to touch it, it would be wet enough to touch something else and make it wet. So then the hand is actively wet. And then harezu tahora, the second washing can be joined with the first washing. Mishneh Berurah explores if a person is washing from some sort of spigot, like a faucet, and in order to make it koach gavra, the strength of the person, he has to keep opening the spout, closing and opening, because the amount of water that bursts forth from any one particular opening, it's like opening a dam, only the first burst of water is considered attributable to the one who released the water, and the water that comes later is flowing. So this person is opening and closing the spout in order to get water that's attributable to him. So the Mishneh Berurah says that's fine in terms of this law, that his hand gets partially wet from the first burst, and then you close it and you give it a second burst and a third or fourth, whatever number you need to do. Not clear how wide the spout was and how many times he's opening it, but whatever you have to do, that's clearly attributable to one Netilas Yadayim, because the hand is still wet from the first one that happened a second ago. A yedei zman kotzar kazeh, this small amount of time, lo mikri hefsek, is not considered a separation. Sif dalid. Shafach mayim al yado achas, if a person pours water on one of his hands, v'shif shifa b'chaverto, and then he tries to rub the washed hand with the unwashed hand, thinking, I'll make them all wet. Lo also lo netila, that is not a valid Netilas Yadayim, and he has to dry his hands, v'lachzor v'litlam kara'uy, and then wash correctly. Similarly, im noga b'hem acher, if a person who did not wash his hands touches his hands while they're still wet, tzarech l'nagvam v'lachzor v'litol, he has to dry them and wash again. We're not talking about if he dried his hands and then went off to have his bread and someone touches his hands after they're already dry. This is not classic tumah that he came in contact with a sheretz, or he came in contact with a person who was tamei or a dead body or something. This is very specific laws of Netilas Yadayim, and the laws are that if his hand is still wet and it gets touched, then it is going to be needing drying and washing again. I do want to mention that the Rama at the end of Sif Beis writes, Hanotel Yodav, when a person washes his hands, Tzorech l'shafshe from zu bezu, he has to rub them with each other. This is obviously a different case than what we just mentioned, rubbing the unwashed hand with the washed hand. No, we're talking about both hands are properly washed, and now there's a rubbing that occurs. And the different posts can grapple with what's the origin and the requirement of this shif-shuf. Some posts can talk about it as hachi nog, this is what everyone does. And as a matter of practice and the way it's taught here in the United States, I do not think it's widely practiced. There are those who say it should be. In any case, the Mishneh Berurah in Chaf Dalet writes, "Kidei lahavir halich lo heitev heitev, to remove any dirt very well," which is a little bit difficult to understand. I thought the hands were totally clean before we started. And in any case, the Mishneh Berurah writes, L'chatchila v'lov li'ikuva. It's proper, but it's not essential. And we just kind of leave that as an awareness that there is a concept called shif shuf, but careful if one does do that to only do it after both hands have been properly washed. Yashar koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.